All right, so we're continuing from yesterday. The Gemara was asking, we had the position of Rav Matno and the Barpado about what the basic structure of a Nazirut is. Rav Matno says that it's 30 days. Kadoshi, yes, he learns out that it's 30 days. Barpado says we count the number of words, Nazir and Nizro, that are found in the Parsha, and that gives us 29 days. So the basic framework of a netted Nazirut is 29 days. So yesterday the Gemara asked on that, or based on that, what are we going to do with the Mishnayot, the subsequent Mishnayot, which describe either 30 or 31 day Nizirut. So each one of them have to answer according to their position, which is, we'll start with Rav Matno. Rav Matno believes that 30 days is the Iker Nizirut. So then the 31st day doesn't have to explain. That's Lechatchila, when a person would bring their Karbanot. And the 30 days, when the Mishnah says 30 days, that's B'diavad. And that's because Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. He holds that Mikzas Hayom is Kikulo, and therefore you can bring, even if you bring your Karbanot on the 30th day, you will be Yotze. And then Barpado believes that it's 29 days is the core, and therefore the part of the Mishnah that states that 30 days is when you bring your Karbanot, that is mi'ikar mi'doraisa, that's the din min haTorah. And he says, but l'chatchila Rabbanan pushed out a person's bringing Karbanot until the 31st day because of this nasik omer shleimim. Because we worry about you saying, taking a shloshim yom neder nizirut, and a person will think, well, since, you know, 30 days is the basic structure of nizirut, that I can also be megaleach on the 30th day, and that's not true, because when you say shloshim yom, it's as if you acquired 30 full days until you reach the 31st day, and that's because...
Even though when you say stam is only 29, there are people who say shloshim shleimim, therefore, the rabbi said, well, I was considered like yom shleimim.
Right, just because of that possibility that a person will say shloshim yom, which to him will feel like a regular nizirut, but it's not, because this will require him to be megaleach on the 31st day and not the 30th day. So in order to prevent that from happening, we made everybody be megaleach on the 31st day. Now Barpada also has an interesting part of his position, which is that he does not hold the mitzvah sayom kekulo. That part of the day is a full day, and therefore you need to complete the full days in order to reach the number that you need. Now the Gemara is going to ask,
Even if you hold Mrs. Yom Kekulo, if somebody says Yom Shleimim, then it wouldn't apply. So if he's saying Yom Shleimim is like Yom Shleimim, then maybe he could even hold that it is Mrs. Kekulo, but in this case we're eliminating that possibility.
But here he doesn't necessarily say Shleimim outright, right? He says Shloshim Yom.
And we understand the Kishleimim.
Right, Kishleimim. So you're right, he could say that, but the Gemara above rejected that possibility that he holds Mitzvah. So you're going to see it again throughout the Gemara. The Gemara thinks that Barpada does not...
I looked there.
Okay, so it does not hold the Mitzvah Sayyum Kekulah. All right, so now the Gemara is going to challenge from other Mishnayot throughout the Zirut. It's basically going to go through subsequent Mishnayot, and which brings up your question, Dan, from yesterday, is that the Gemara already knew the answer. The Gemara is going to ask from a Mishnah and give the same answer he gave above, so what's the point? Why is that? And we'll discuss that. We'll show him, ask your question, and then we'll follow up with that. All right, so now we're at the bottom of Ma'amud Bet, three lines from the bottom tonight. Mishnah Zar Beis Nizirut. First and took two sets of Nizirut. Megaleach at the Rishon Al Yom Lamed Ve. Right, he takes a brings his karbanot, cuts his hair on the 31st day. So it sounds like the ratio of the mission that we brought prior to this. The Ashniya, and the second one, the Yom Shishim Ve'echad, and the second counting the zero because on the 61st day. So Bish, Mother Rav Matno, according to Rav Matno, that makes sense. Why? Because the first net in the zero is 30 basic days, and then on the 31st day you bring your karbanot, whereas the second the zero is also 30 days, but it begins on the 31st day when you actually shave. The second half of that day already begins your second zero. So that makes sense according to Rav Matna. So according to Barpada, that's going to be a question. So again, Dan, your question comes up. Why? All right. The Gemara just asked the exact same type of mission or setup. Why is this different than what we asked above? And it's even more pointed when they read the second half of the mission. I'm going to call Barpada. Barpada says, what about the Seifa? Ema Seifa. B'Gileach et HaRishon of the Yom Shloshim. If he cut his hair on the 30th day of the first one, B'Gileach et HaShniyah of the Yom Shishim. Then he can cut the second one on the 60th day. So now the Seifa is almost parallel to the Mishnah we brought above, where the Reisha talks about 31 days and the Seifa talks about 30 days. So, how about Seifa Misayilei? So the Seifa sounds like Barpado, Now,
except
right, the second piece, very good. Yeah, that's very good. All right, so I have to deal with that in a second. Very good. The silent reisha, right? So now what are you going to do with the reisha? So the Gemara gives the exact same answer it did above. Nafshik to Omer Shleimim. We worry about this possibility that you are going to make a neder of Gezirut or Shloshim Yom, and there you would have to complete the 30 days and bring on the 31st day, and that's what the answer to the Gemara is. Ula Rav Matno Kashu, and according to Rav Matno, even according to Rav Matno, the Seifa is a problem, Kashu Seifa. Amar Rav Matno, Ketani Seifa, Yom Shloshim Ola Lekan, Ula Kan. The 30th day can function both as the last day of the first Nazirut and the first day of the second Nazirut. Mighty, what's the principle that Rav Matno is invoking? Mikzas Hayom Kikula. That's exactly an answer that Rav Matno gave above for the Seifa. Ha'amra Chadazima. So I says, you already said that. But the Kiddush said, you're bringing me this again. So my
Kiddush, why can't the same klal just apply?
No, but the fact that the Mishnah brings two cases to uphold the guess, why would you want two cases to prove the same point? That's the Mishnah's going to answer up. Well, it's not the same case. That's right. You can answer. There are two ways to answer.
No, we did that before. I don't know if you remember where it says about Shnat Yamim and Chodesh Yamim. We asked exactly the same question, and both times we gave exactly the same answer.
Right. So the Rishonim here are going to deal with that. It's an interesting principle in the Rishonim here. We'll see in a second. I'm a Chazim. Now, Ma'u B'Kei Ma'ani Milinian Chadim Zirut. That when do we say Mitzvah Sayom Kuglo? That's only when you're dealing with one Zirut. About the Shei Zirut, when you have back-to-back Zirut, you're not going to say, lo, you're going to say, no, Mitzvah Sayom Kuglo. Kamash Milan, that you can say Mitzvah Sayom Kuglo, and the day can apply to both sets of Nizirut, that you're able to finish one Nizirut and start the next Nizirut on the same day. So that's Kamash Milan. Now, let's peek into some of the Rishonim here. I was peeking. The Rosh says it, but I think the Tosafot says it a drop more clearly about Dan's question about why do we bring down a same case that has the exact same answer. Let me just look where this Tosafot is. He writes it more clearly. Right, here it is. It's on Hamad Bet. This is on Hamad Bet. It's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. 7 lines from the bottom. You see in brackets there the word Ve'achad. On 7 lines from the bottom, and then right after that's the word Ve'apagav. Right, Ve'apagav. So Dan's question basically is you have two Mishnayos that the Gemara's questioning from. They have a Reish and a Seifa. The Reish and the Seifa look exactly the same. So what's the Gemara's question here that we're asking the same thing to Bar Pazo, and basically we're answering the same way we answered before. Right? We already asked this question that Bar Pada, and Bar Pada already gave an answer. His answer was that with Echvachatfila, the Rabbanon extended it one additional day. And that's exactly what the Gemara answers again. Asher to Omer Shleimim. So the Imkain, my Hagar Parakle, my Hari Parakle. What's the point of asking the same question again? So then he answers, this is what the Tosfos answers, and this will be what you were saying, Dan, about Shanim and Chodesh and stuff like that. He says, Derek Hashas Kain. Lakshot Kain Kushya Rishono, Ulatarzo Kain Teretz Rishon. That is a normal pattern of the Shas, of the Gemara, to ask the way the Rosh writes it is to bring numerous Mishnayot, and ask the exact same question from numerous Mishnayot. That it's not an unusual pattern in the Gemara. The Tosfos adds in a little line here, Ubilad, Sheshmedu Ksat Kidush. As long as there's a little nuance that is new in the second answer that wasn't there in the first answer. Mashal Shaman Beresha. Bachanami Ika Ksat Kidush Vesefa the Parpado. So now the question is, we did come up with a Kiddush for Rav Matna in the case here, right? Problem is that for Rav Matna, we came up with a Kiddush that you say Mitzvah Yom Kekula both by one set of Nazirus and two sets of Nazirus. What are you going to do for Bar Pada? Bar Pada says Natsukomer Shleimi is the exact same same case. Again, for Bar Pada, what's the Chiddush repeating the same answer, the same question from a Mishnah? So we have to say, so Tosa says, the Mixas Yom Kippur of the Bar Pada, B'tchilat Nizirut, Kedam Shem Mekavim Lov Nizirut B'chatz Yom, Apo Bisho Tu Chiddush on the Parish to Seif of the Bar Pada, even though it's not clear, according to Bar Pada, Tzirkan Lomim, or the Shaf Sumich Al Tak, the Gemara is thinking this. What does that mean? That according to Bar Pada, Bar Pada agrees, even though Bar Pada does not hold the Mixas Yom Kippur as for finishing in the zeros, he does believe that if you take a negative in the zeros in the middle of a day, that day counts towards your nizirut, right? Meaning that if a person starts in the middle of today, decides that he wants to take a net of nizirut, until nightfall, that counts as the first day of nizirut. So Bar Pada does hold the mixus fiyom kulo in the beginning of nizirut. He just doesn't apply it or invoke it at the end of nizirut. So that's the Chiddush Tosfos says in our case here. Why? Because you have two, you have sequential nizirut, you have a nizirut he takes, he finishes up the first nizirut, right? And then in the middle of that day, right, he starts the second nizirut. In the middle of that day, he starts the second nizirut. So maybe, according to Bar Pada, and Tosfos says it more explicitly over here on Bava Med Aleph. If you go to Bava Med Aleph in Tosfos, it's in the widest lines in Tosfos. The widest lines in Tosfos in Bava Med Aleph, 1, 2, 3, three lines down in the widest lines in Tosfos, says Vitarach Lomar, the third word on the line, Vitarach Lomar. You see that? Vitarach Lomar. So here Tosfos more explicitly says, what's the Chiddush in Bar Pada? 1, 2, 3 lines down. You see that? Okay, I just framed the issue now. Tosfos will say it. Tzarech lomar, the Bar Pada, nami ikri Chiddush v'seifa mai delusha mina bereisha. According to Bar Pada, there is a Chiddush in the Seifa, like that was not in the Reisha. Everybody got it? We're good? Okay. Tekanim, vileach harishon liyom shloshim, temegaleach hashnia liyom shishim lechatchila. That if you cut off your nizirut and do it on the 30th day, right? The nizir sheni hitkol yom lamed achar tiklakad harishona. That after the first cutting and he cuts his hair on the 30th day, midway through that day, his second nizirut begins. Vikar mashmalan. The otu sofa yom olo laminim nizir sheni. It counts towards the second nizirut. Nimsak yom shishim havishloshim beechad lechatchalat nizirut sheni. That's what you're asking. The second say will be lechatchila 31 days after he counted. But apagav the lo amrina mixas a yom kikulo the bar pada be yom shloshim. The hashlim nizir shavar. Even though we don't say mixas a yom kikulo to fix to complete the one before. Modehu the mixas a yom ahani lechatchil nizir sheni. That it helps to start the second nizirut. Meaning to have the nizirut b'chatzi ayom, equivalent to taking on the nizirut in the middle of a day. And the Tosfos says even more so that the chiddush is that you would have thought that you need a heker. When you have one nizirut, independent of a second nizirut, then when you start in the middle of the day, it's clear that you're starting nizirut, a new nizirut, because you were nothing before. Now you're a nizir, it's clear that you started. If you, in the middle of the day, you just finished up your first nizirut, you start your second nizirut in the middle of the day, it's not necessarily clearly defined that you started nizirut. Who knows? How do you differentiate between it being the completion of the first nizirut and the start of the second nizirut? It's not obvious.
By the karbanos.
Right, by the karbanos, exactly. There is something
that's much more. In fact, it's completely what Tosfos is saying is that it's symmetrical. There's also a Kamash Malan, you know, Havamina and Kamash Malan.
Right, the Kamash Malan for Rav Matzah will also apply to Bar Pada.
It's the same Lashon. In other words, Bar Pada also has a Kamash Malan. She's not written Kamash
Malan. Right, exactly. But it's actually the same Kamash Malan that Rav Matzah has, which is that we say, Mikta Sayom Kukulo, to start the second Nizirut. Even though you're finishing up the first Nizirut, and you're midway through that day, you're going to start your second Nizirut, even though Rav Matzah does not hold of Bar Pada does not hold the mixus a yom kukulo in the beginning of a nizirut, he does hold of it even in a circumstance where it's rolling off of a previous nizirut, and that's a small chiddush. That's what it says. All you need is a small chiddush to say why the Gemara repeated. That's a small chiddush.
Yesterday, when the Harini Nazir said that really both are tofes simultaneously, but since you can't fulfill two nidrei nizirut with
right.
a single, it's not really true. It's mechanically, you would expect that as soon as the first one is finished, the other one kicks in.
Right. I don't think that's then the issue is not whether it kicks in or not kicks in. The question is, does it count as a day? And can you count it as a day? Meaning that maybe the first one you have to finish up that day, and when you start the next one, yeah, you start in the zeroth, but it doesn't count as a day towards the second zeroth.
It doesn't seem.
I don't see any reason why you would say that.
Well, our Prabhupada doesn't hold. It makes us Sayyum Kakulos. So I think that is an
antithesis. But he always does in the beginning. But he always does in the beginning.
Well, right, he does say it from the beginning, right?
On
a standalone basis. I think you say it's a pshat kiddush. I don't want to throw it out of proportion.
I guess the reason you would say is that since he doesn't hold mitzvah yom kukulo on the back end, so you could say that that entire last day
belongs to the first
mitzvah. Right? But since, I guess he says, to bring the kabbalos trumps that, even though it's not his own
kukulo. I think in a way, our kabbalos, it's a bit of a kiddush, not a small kiddush, because at least there must be holds of the klal, so he says it applies even in this case. Whereas Bar Pada says it doesn't apply. When does it apply? Dafka in a more or in a less likely case.
Right.
So in some ways, it's a bigger finish.
And he even applies
it. I think another answer Tosas could have given is that what Gemara often gives, which is that sometimes you use the Russian just for symmetry. Like we even had that point in the Mishnah.
Right, parallel structure.
So since we needed it for parallel structure, since we needed it for
a
master, therefore we also.
But that's not a good answer for Bar Pada. That's a Tanaic. Hey, these are two Amoraim who are arguing about a Tanaic position.
Right.
So Bar Pada does not need to acknowledge Rav Matna's position. He would hope that the Mishnah doesn't acknowledge his position at all.
Right.
The fact that he acknowledges the position already makes it worse for Bar Pada, right?
Right?
That would not be a good answer. Right.
So Bar Pada, if you tell us that there's no mitzvah beyond
the Kukulo, right?
Why don't we say that he holds this mitzvah beyond where you finish the day and the state, but not when you start the day and the state and not finish it? So that you can. Why do we say that he's entitled mitzvah beyond? Because he clearly. At the beginning holds, and I mean the Nakamina is when you finish a day in a state, you can say it's mixed up, but if you don't finish it in that state, then.
Well, Bar Pada really says that you're not, in the end, it's actually not. When you bring the karbanot on the 31st day, or on the 30th day even, that day is not mixed up to Bar Pada. You finished your Nazirus in the 29 days, and then you're just bringing your karbanot on the 30th day, right? Because he says, Iker mina d'oraisa, so that's the way you do it, but because the Rabbanan said, wait till the 31st day, you're bringing on the 30th day. According to Bar Pada, all you've done on the 30th day is brought your karbanot. Your Nazirus ended, and we're going to see that in a second, ended at the end of the 29th day. So he's not invoking mixed up to finish up the Nazirus on that day. That's alright. So we're going to see that in a question. That was your guy's question about Tumah. We're going to see in a second. The Gemara is going to bring it down. And we discussed it yesterday about Tumah. Why does Mrs. Yom Kippur work to end your Nazirus but not to bring up Tumah? The Rishonim here argue. I was glad to see that everybody here, we brought up different positions. And the Rishonim actually take those different positions. We're going to see that in a second. But it's very interesting. Alright, so next question the Gemara asks, Nan. Right, if Gilech Yom Shishim Chaser Echad Yatsa, the person cut his hair on the 59th day Yatsa Shiyom Shloshim Ola Lo Min HaMinyan. Right, so the 30th day, because the 30th day counts towards his both sides. Right, so Bishlam of the Rav Matna Necho. Right, according to Rav Matna, that makes sense, because then you have Mixas Yom Kakulo on the 30th day, plus you have Mixes a Yom Kukulo that starts the next Nazirut, and at the end again on the 60th day, on the 59th day, you'll say Mixes a Yom Kukulo, and he's finished up both Nenedu Nazirut. Right? Nechas.
That's the equivalent of his day, for the second Zerut, of his doing it on the 30th day, which we said, Rabbanza said is Yatsa, right? Is Bidiyabit.
Bidiyabit, because it makes us Yom Kukulo. It's basically he did 229 days in the Nazirus, plus the 30th day, half day each on the 30th day.
And the Lashna is Yatsa.
Right, Yatsa, right? So the Mazanecha, the Barpada, Lamali. Right? Why? According to Bar Pada, what's the chiddush of here? Amar Shloshim Chaser Echad. He holds Iker Nazirus is 29 days. So what's the chiddush of this Mishnah that you can cut on the 59th day? That's exactly what Bar Pada's position. I mean, what does he need a Mishnah telling me that? He already thinks that Nazirus is 29 days, and then this Mishnah is not telling you anything in addition to what happened before. So Amar Locha, it's an amazing answer. Ananami Aha Samchay. He says this is my source. That's what Bar Pada says. My source is that in the Nedar Nazirus is 29 days, is this Mishnah. So I can show you, in this Mishnah, the Mishnah says, go ahead and cut on the 59th day. The deer, because we know that from before, that Bar Pada says, the Chatzchila, the Rabbanon wants you to be.
His B'diyah is just a Rabbanon.
Right, exactly.
Chatzchila,
right. So this is the completion of the Nazirus. Bar Pada says, this is my source. That's exactly how he answers up. Don't worry about that. Now, Tanan, this is it. We're going through, you know, this is great. We're going through all the Mishnayos on the, of Nezirut. So when we get there, you'll know them all already. They're just going through, so we're going all the Mishnayos. Tanan, Misha Amar Harini Nazir. Someone says, I am a Nazir. Nitma Yom Shloshim. On the 30th day, he became Tamnei. Soter et Hakol. It undermines the entire Nezirut, and he has to restart again. So, Bishlam, other Rav Matna Necha, Grunter, might have made sense. Why? He became Tamei on the 30th day. He requires 30 days, 30 full days to be a Nazir. Necha, Ella, Le Barpado, Akash, but according to Barpado, he already finished on the 29th day. The 30th day is just a Durabona, in addition to Rabona. In addition to Rabona, you're going to make him keep a whole nother Nezirut? Doesn't make sense. He says, Amar Lokha Babrado Ima Seifa. What about the second half of this Mishnah? Rabbi Elezer Omer Eino Soter Lashiva. That he only undermines 7 days. Right? He only undermines 7 days. Rabbi Elezer says in that Seifa. What?
Ima Seifa Bimgilecha Tereshana.
Where are you?
I think you skipped.
No. Huh? He said, well, on the second line. Second line is mine.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ima Seifa Rabbi Elezer Omer Eino Soter Lashiva.
Where do you have Rabbi Elezer Omer? Oh,
yeah, we're good. Oh. There we are, we're good. Sorry. I'm going to call Barpada, I'm a safer, but let's go marry. You know, so there, you only undermine 7 days. Now, what is this 7 days that he undermines? It's very interesting. So the basic, the easiest way to read this is that you need 7 days to become Tahor. Meaning that all Rabbi Elezer is saying is that you're not soter in the Nezirus, right? And you just have to get Tahor. And after 7 days, it gives you the ability to bring the Karbanot. That's the easiest way to read this Gemara, very simply. The Meforish here brings a second interpretation, which is that you'll have to actually wait 14 days. Why 14 days? You have to wait 7 days for your Tumah to become Tahor again. When you are Tahor, when you have 7 days of Tumah, and assuming it's a Tumah mate, because this is undermining in the Zirut, what do you do on the third and seventh day? For a person who is Tameh mate, what do? You have to shave their hair. On the third and the seventh day, you have to get sprinkled on, right? And they have to cut their hair. So on that day, he says, listen to this unbelievable thing. He says that, Kimle the Rabbanan, Rabbanan believe that it takes 7 days in order to have your hair grow back. And what's the definition of hair? Definition of hair is the ability to fold a hair back and touch back its roots. So at the end of the hair can touch the roots. It's called Lakof, right? Rosho, right? It says Lakof, it's Rosho, the Tzadi Karo. To take the head of the hair, meaning at the end of the hair, and touch it back to the root. In order for hair to be long enough, it takes 7 days for hair to be that long. So in order to be considered a good giluach, in order to want to shave their head for, right, for the zirut, at the end of the zirut, you have to do a giluach, you need hair to be migaleach. Right, so that hair to be migaleach has to grow back for 7 days.
Where did you cut it the first time, though? After the first 7 days, how short do you cut it after 2 months? Because it sounds ludicrous, right? In 7 days, that it could be that long.
Right, no, it's
in the first place,
yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So it's not, today he has it 7 days. I don't think that's pshat. I don't think none of the other Rishonim take this pshat. I think the easiest pshat, and based on the way the Gemara reads after this, I think the pshat is that it's 7 days of Tumah. That simply Rabbi Elazar says there's no soter here, that the zero is finished. And all you have is the Tumah, and the Tumah postpones your ability to bring the Karbanot. I'm just pointing it out to you. I think that it's not, I don't think it's the Pashim Shat here in the Gemara. Now, Ish Sakadaka Shloshim Be'inan, if you think you need 30 days according to Rabbi Elezer, then Nistar Kulu, then you should undermine the Nazirus. The fact that you're not undermining the Nazirus when it comes to command the 30 day point makes what? That
it's only
29 days. The requirement Daraisa will only be 29 days, right? The additional day is only Darabana. All right, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish up this sugya quickly, and then we'll go back. There's a couple issues from the Rishonim here that we'll have to deal with. So let's just, I'll read through the Gemara, and then we'll go back and see what the Rishonim said. Kasabar, so the Gemara says, no problem. Kasabar, Blazer, Mixas, Hayom, Kikulo. But it's, no, that's no problem. On the 30th day, when you become Tamei, you already kept Mixas, Hayom. Mixas, Hayom, you're done. So the Gemara says, well, is that really true? It's not. We have a subsequent Mishnah, right? Harini Nazir Me'at Yom. If he says, I'm a Nazir for 100 days, Nitva Yom Mea, and he became Tamei on the 100th day. Soter et Hakol. He undermines it all. So he's got to restart his Nazirus. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Eno Soter, Lishloshim Yom. Rabbi Eliezer says, you only have to wait 30 days. If you think that he holds Mixas Hayom Kekulo, Nistar Shiva. He should be back to being back to 7 days of Tumah and back to being, bringing his Karbanot. Why is he saying 30 days? If he believes Mixas Hayom Kekulo, he got to the 100th day. Right? And now he did Mitzvah Yom on the 100th day. It should be equivalent to the Mitzvah Yom on the 30th day, and he should have to just wait 7 days. The Ilo Sever Mitzvah Yom Gulo, Lister Kulu. So then, oh, wait a minute. If he holds, right? But the other alternative is not good either. Because if you think he holds, he doesn't hold the Mitzvah Yom Kulu, and he never holds, he holds that on the 30th day, the last day, right? It doesn't matter. I mean, 29 days is the Ikar and the Zirut. Then, why does he need to be Okir Akol? Meaning that he should be. Then here he should be okay the whole thing. So it's by 100 days, you can't make the claim of 29 days. By some, this is according to Bar Pablo, that's 29 days. If he gets coming on the 30th day, that's an irrelevant day. I mean, it's only in addition to Rabbana. But when you say, I'm a nozir for 100 days, that means a full 100 days. And if you don't hold the mixus keum kukulo, then if he became coming on the 100th day, he's okay the entire disease. Where do you come up with this 30-day thing? Alright, so the Gemara says, Lolam, right, Lolam Rina, Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, so that we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, Yehoki Lister Kukulo. The Gemara says that it should undermine the whole thing. Now, reflection will come up and answer. I'm not going to go, we'll get to that in a second. We'll come back to this answer in a second here, because I think the Gemara continues. You know what, we'll read Rav Ashi's answer, and then we'll read. I'm going to stop trying to time it, the Rabbi, unless this is the reason we're answering. I'm a Krah, Zot Torah HaNazir, Biyom, Melot Yemei Nizro. This is the Torah of the Nazir, right? That's the Pasuk at the end of the Sukkim. It's Pesach Yud Gimel. So throughout the Nazir, Biyom Melot Yemei Nizro, Yevi Oto Petach Ol Malei. He brings his Karbanot. He says, what is Biyom Melot Yemei Nizro? Ato Amra, Nitzma Biyom Melot. If you come to me on the Yom Melot, the day that you complete it, Temo Torat Nazir. Give him an additional Torat Nazir. So you read the Pesach Yud, Zot Torat Nazir. This is, who has a Torat Nazir? Biyom Melot Nizro. A person who became Tamei on his Melot Yemei Nizro. What's the Torat Nazir? Here. Right, Stam Nazirut is 30 days. So that's how...
Or 29 days,
right.
But why did it only apply because 100 days? Why didn't it apply in the previous case of 30 days?
Other Rabbi Elazar, I guess according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, says...
Well, no, the answer is much easier because, again, Mea Yamim is... Right, is a you're required to get to the end of 100 days. Whereas on the 30th day here, you're not even in the Yom Malot anymore. Yom Malot would be the 29th day. Right, 30th day is already after Yom Malot for Bar Pado, according to Rabbi Eliezer. All right, so Rav Matna is a different. Rav Matna has to deal with Rabbi Eliezer. What are we going to do with Rav Matna? So now,
just say he doesn't heal.
Oh, so see, that's the easy answer for Rav Matna is I hold of the Tanakh of the Chachamim. I don't hold of Rabbi Eliezer, but that presents a huge problem. Bar Pado went and set up himself like Rabbi Eliezer. What type of, why would Bar Pava corner himself and say, I am Rabbi Eliezer, which means that he's a Dasi Akid in the Mishnah, and then the Chachamim argue, and basically he's being Okim himself, Loka Loka. So that's the first question that we've shown him, all right, which we have to deal with is, why is Bar Pava willing to set himself out like Rabbi Eliezer, which basically, right, sweeps himself, he's sweeping himself aside by putting himself as the position of Rabbi Eliezer. That's one. The second question is the question that you guys brought up yesterday, which is that, why, if you say Mixus Hayom Tekulo, why if he becomes Kameh? Even according to Rav Matna, when he becomes Tamei on the 30th day, why do we say then that he has to keep a new Nizirut? Why would he say, if he brought his Karbanos on the 30th day, he says, okay, you completed your Nizirut, no problem, because Mixus Hayom Kukulo. But if he comes Tamei in the morning, right?
Before
he did the Karbanos, you're going to say, you don't say Mixus Hayom Kukulo, and then it's okay the whole Nizirut. That was the question that you guys asked yesterday. So we started at two answers. The answer which I think Shaul raised yesterday, that was the one possibility, which is, and I think is the answer to the Rush and the Tosfot here, which I think, which is what felt right to me, but was the possibility that you only have Mitzvah Sayom Kukulo when you have a defining moment. What is that defining moment? You bring the Karbanos. I mean, why is it? You can't say that it's Mitzvah Sayom Kukulo because it is a day of Nizirut. L'chatchila, it's a day of Nizirut. So all of a sudden say it's Mitzvah Sayom Kukulo, why? What made it into Mitzvah Sayom Kukulo? Only if you ended the Nizirut. If you end the Nizirut, we say Mitzvah Sayom Kukulo and it finishes up. But if you never brought the Karbanos, this is a full fledged day of, right, of Nizirut. And therefore, we're not going to apply, just because you became Tamei on that day, we're not all of a sudden going to apply Mitzvah Sayom Kukulo, because it is a Kulo day of Nizirut. And that's the way it tells us in the Rush explain it. The Mefarish over here takes a different tact, and he says, In Hafanami. We do say Mitzvah Sayom Kukulo, and he has to come up with an Akimta for this case over here. He has to create the case where it's not a case where you could imply Mitzvah Sayom Kukulo, and he's going to say that. That in this case, it was a case where he said, here. It's an unbelievable answer. He says it.
The Lashon of Pasuk, the Rabbi Eliezer brought, you know, Zoskos and Ezekiel Yom Lo's Shemayin Israel, would practically seem to really support the position of Rav Masna. Because the implication is that on the day that you're completing the Nazirus, then the 30th day, that's the day.
Not the 30th day, it's the 100th day. Remember that. It's very
That's just in a particular case, but the Torah's not talking about 100-day Nazirus. The Torah's talking about a stop Nazirus.
Right, so which day?
The Yom Malo.
No, it could be the 31st day. Or the 30th day. I mean, it depends who you're talking to. I mean, why couldn't it be the 29th day? According to Bar Pado, it's just Yom Malos is the 29th day.
It's the final day.
Right. The final day. It doesn't tell you it's the 30th day or the 31st day. It tells you Yom Malot. Yom Malot, according to Barpad, is the 29th day. According to Marbad, it's the 30th day.
Yeah, but didn't Rabbi Eliezer say it's talking about the 30th day?
And so, no. He says you do another 30 days. You do this closer.
But he says the same thing would apply by someone who became Tame on the... the first case you said only seven days.
It's not the same. All right, so if you just look at the Mefarshim, Vovom and Aleph, the Mefarshim asks the question. He says, if you look, it's the last 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. 8 lines up from the bottom, the Mefarshim is above the little bet in the Gosabach there in the Mefarshim. V'ikashalach, you see that right above the bet? V'ikashalach. In the Mefarish. On Vavu and Aleph. You're on Vavu and Bet, so that's not going to work. Alright, so on Vavu and Aleph. And now I know what to check. 8 lines from the bottom, there's a bet in Hagotabach. You see that there? Right above it. Right above that, there's the word V'i. See that?
Yeah.
Right, okay, V'i. Okay, good. V'i Torah, it's from Matan L'El. Damar Mixas Ayom Kikulo. This is our question, right? It brought up yesterday. So Mixas Ayom Kikulo. How can Ami name a Mixas Ayom Kikulo? Right, let's say that Mixas Ayom Kikulo, I think Dan, you were supporting this position that it should be. Why shouldn't it be this way? V'i Nitma B'yom Shloshim Lo Yisil Terkul. If it comes to me on the 30th day, why should it be over anything? Halokasha, Damalcha Ramana, Ha Tana Kama, the Rabbi Lezer, Sabar, Lo Amina, Mixa Se Yom Kikulo. See what the Mefarish does? He says that in Hokanami, according to Ramatna, Mixa Se Yom Kikulo would apply, and you would not be Tamei on the 30th day. He says, why does the Tana Kama of this Mishnah say, right, why does the Tana Kama of Mishnah say that you are Okir the whole Nazirut? It's because he doesn't hold the Mixa Se Yom Kikulo. So the Mefarish is different, as opposed to the Rosh and Tosafos, who said, no, you cannot apply Mitzvah Seyom Kukula by Tumah, because you need something to define an end in order to break Mitzvah Seyom. So only when you have Karbanot, you say Mitzvah Seyom Kukula, but not when you have Stam Tumah. Right? The Mefarish says, no, according to Rav Matna, we do say Mitzvah Seyom Kukula by Tumah even. And if you became Tamei on the midway through the 30th day, you would not be Okar HaKol. Why does the Tana Kama in this mission say you're Okar HaKol? He does not hold of the principle of Mitzvah Seyom Kukula. So those are the two answers to the Mishonim. This is exactly what you were asking yesterday. Two ways to learn this. Mitzvah Yom Kula. One says, no, in Al-Kanami, Mitzvah Yom Kula does apply by Tumah, and it would work. And the other Mishonim, right, say, no, Mitzvah Yom Kula only applies when you bring Karbanot. If you have Tumah, it does not apply. Right, that was the one question. The second question we have to deal with is, why does Bar Pado corner himself into being like Rabbi Eliezer, right? But it doesn't make sense. If you go down to the Tosfos, the bottom, Vavam and Aleph, Tosfos, 2, 4, 6 lines from the bottom. 6 lines from the bottom in Tosfos, the middle of that line, like this end of the line, says Ve'im Tomar. Ve'im Tomar. 6 lines from the bottom, way bottom of the Tosfos, Vavam and Aleph, Ve'im Tomar. We good? I got it. Shaul, you with us there? You got it?
Vavam and Aleph?
Yes. 6 lines on the bottom, Vim Tomar, in the middle of that line.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
All right, good. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar, Akati, Barpada, Shobik, Rabbanon, Balbik, Rabbi Eliezer. Why would... So yeah, Barpada has a position. He saves himself. He gets Rabbi Eliezer. But what good does that do for him? Now he's painted into a corner with Rabbi Eliezer. So he said, the Ishlomar, the Barpada sphere late, meet the Rabbi Eliezer, Mashach Nizirut, Kafdet Yom, Hachanami, the Rabba, Anah, the Mashach Nizirut. Right, so that both the fact that Rabbi Eliezer in that Mishnah holds that zero stam zero is 29 days, the Rabbanan will also hold. They must be. That's not their point of argument. Their point of argument is not about the 29 day or 30 days. Lo ashken de plige el mistiro. That their argument is how can you undermine in the zirut? To the Rabbi Eliezer, you know, soter el shiva. How much is the undermining? Is it only 7 days? Ulo Rabbanan shloshim. And for the Rabbanan, it'll be 30 days. Hi, soter shloshim Rabbanan. Ein el mi drabbanan. Alma, that Akira's The zeros is only midrabanan for 30 days. The gzera midrabanan heichad amar zero stam. Also heichad amar shloshim yom shleimim. That's why they sotar kol l'chulei alma. So he says that no. Oh, the point of argument between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is not about whether a nizirus is 29 days or 30 days. It is 29 days. Oh, if that's the case, why on the 30th day? Now on the 30th day, when you come, it turns and becomes tamei. According to Rabbi Elazar, it makes sense. Why? Because it's over. So why you only become tamei for 7 days? Once you're tahor, you can start, you know, bring your karbanah and everything's done. So then why did the Rabbanan come up with this Shloshim Yom? Why do they say it's Oker HaTakol? He says that the Rabbanan is a Nazir HaDirabbanan for what? The case where you say, I am a Nazir for Shloshim Yom. If you say, I am a Nazir for Shloshim Yom, if you become Tamei on the 30th day, you will be Oker HaTakol. Because that Shloshim Yom, slain it. And then you can't say that Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, there's no application of Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo in that sense, or there's no application of 29-day Nazir, because it's a 30-day Nazir. Because of that possibility of a 30-day Nazir, which will be Oker the whole Nazir, having said always, whenever you're okay in the zirut on that final day, then we say do another 30 day in the zirut in order to pretend against that. So based on that, what Tosfos is saying is that the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham, according to Bar Pada, he's just using Rabbi Elazar to show that the Ikar position of the Mishnah is 29 days, both according to the Chacham and the Bar Pada. The machlokas has to do with how do we deal with Tuma on that 30th day.
And according to Rav Masna, the Chachamim
support his position. The Chachamim are accurate because the 30th day is not, right, is still part of a Ikar Nizirut, right? You need a 30-day Nizirut. So when it became Tamei, according to Rashi, according to the Rosh in Tosfos, because he didn't make the Kavanos yet, you don't say Mitzvah Yom Kippur. According to the Mefaris, the reason is because he doesn't hold the Mitzvah Yom Kippur. The Chachamim in this mission don't hold the Mitzvah Yom Kippur.
Okay, so yeah, that's a problem for Rav Masna.
Why?
Yeah, because if he wants to be sold, Rav Masna clearly does hold Mitzvah Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but he goes, say the Chachamim hold, all Rav Masna wants support from the Mishnah for is the fact that Stam Nazirus is 30 days. But the old Mitzvah Yom Kippur, that's the other Mishnah that already teaches that. He doesn't need the Chachamim here to agree to that position, he just needs them to know that it's 30 days. That's all he's saying. That's the way the Mepharshim is explaining. I still think that Tosfos in the Rosh, again, I lean heavily more towards their side, that you do see Mitzvah Yom Kippur, it's just different. It wasn't the Mepharshim now. Just again, the Mepharshim says that's the point here, that they don't hold the Mitzvah Yom Kippur. It does present that issue, which is now, according to Rav Matna, they are just supporting his position of 30 days, not his position, right, not the position. Although we do have that in other places, the Gemara will say that he's not related to Hoffman.
You put back up against the wall, so you can say
that. Right, I agree. I think Russians, I lean more heavily, I said it yesterday also, I lean more heavily towards the position of the Russian Tosfos, but I'm saying that there are both positions. And we had both sides here yesterday, I want to show that we've shown him have both sides of this.
So he said, these are the social things you saw, Jacob. So that's how the Mar ends. So the Tosfos means that that's the commission from it. But then you have, because some of the Russians said, Kula, who's that? That's
in Bar Pada's position. In Bar Pada's position, who doesn't? We know that the Gemara says rejects, but Matna tried to answer up that Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo is why Rabbi Elazar has the position here. Rabbi says it's Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, or the Gemara tries to answer. It's not even Rabbi Matna. The Gemara tries to say Rabbi Elazar is saying Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, and that's why his position is.
Therefore, it's not because it's 29.
Right, it's nothing to do with 29 days. And then the Gemara rejects that because we see in the next mission, Rabbi Elazar has a statement that's
Rabbi Matna. So that one. So Rabbi says, we see from Elazar, he holds like that it's 29.
Right.
Must know it's no proof.
Right, says they can't say I'm cool, so it is a support for Bar Pada.
He would say it on 100th day also.
Yeah. Right, he should say
this is that seems not
right.
And do we have an answer for a master on the
road? Oh, so this is excellent. So Rishon point out exactly. I was just going to go to this. The show points it out that the Gemara now rejects what Elazar saying. This is say I'm kukulo and leaves. That's it. The Gemara does not discuss this anymore, which basically says the Gemara almost discards Rav Matna at this point. And it sees that the Gemara continues with Bar Pada, not with Rav Matna. And that the Gemara seems to say, okay, no, we can't say Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo.
And we can't only go to Rav Eliezer.
Yes, Rav Eliezer. Rav Matna said, he has no problem.
No, you can't say,
he's in the corner, so sort of saving
that. Right, so it's interesting that the Rosh, I'll just read you the Rosh, you don't have to look inside. I said, the Chora, Itoto of Rav Matna. Sounds like this is a question of Ramato. To lo mashani kamuda, I'll leave it to Bar Pada. The Gemara now is going to continue and only discuss Bar Pada's position, ignores Ramato for going forward. So he says, the Yivik of the Maymar, the Ramat and Mukula, but Omer Shlemin. They have to say that Ramadan sets up the case where he says that it was a full 30 days.
I was expecting the Gemara to give that answer. That seems to be the obvious answer.
That he says Shlemim,
right. Whatever the Persian,
yeah, the Rush, he does also the Mepharis.
He
also
says that.
See, the Rush says it as a question and then brings it down. The Mepharis brings it down. He writes that. If you look at the first widest lines in down below, the when it widens out again on the Mepharis again, that's what Yossi's point. Yeah, he says, Vafilo Barpado, hold Amar Kamei Yom Shlemim. I think that even if he says a full shleimim, so that would answer the problem for Rav Matan as well. If he says shleimim,
it's a difficult answer because if he's specifying already 100 days,
right? Why shouldn't it be
100 days? Well, then you could say, if he specifies 30 days, yeah. But if he just says seven zero shleimim, so what does it mean?
That principle of natsir gomer shleimim was only applied by Bar Pada. Rav Matan never applied that principle.
To be honest,
right? So but you could say it. I think you're right. That's the answer. That's the answer the Rush gives. And you say you could try it. I don't think, and Tosfos brings a similar answer down for. I'm pointing it out.
According to Ramasi, you could say, when he says 100 days, he means 100 days just like a regular zero is 30 days. So the 30th day is like the 100th day. So it's Mitzvah Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but the easiest answer for Ramadan would have been Mitzvah Yom Kippur. The fact that the Gemara does not accept that in Rabbi Lezer's position and then goes on just to keep on explaining Bar Pada's position, sounds like Gemara just left Ramadan behind. The answer is...
Or that Ramadan has no problem.
Right, that's the answer. Right, in the end, that's what the Rishonim say. Maybe Ramadan has a problem because it's Yom Yom Shleimim, and that's why Ramadan, he's saying basically, yeah, I agree with you in this case. It's an unusual case. So that's what you have to say. All right, so let's continue. Now Rishonim took this into a new issue, which is when a Nazir becomes Tamei on Yom Malot, what happens? So in general, we would think that when you become Tamei on your last day of Nazirut, you're okay with Nazirut is gone, and you have to restart your Nazirut. Now, because there's this unusual position that when you're okay with Nazirut, you get, you only have to repeat a core Nazirut, which is 30 days. Right, a Taraka Nazir. It's not okay the whole Nazirut, on Yom Malot, on the last day of your Nazirut, if you become Tamei, then you get a special dispensation that you don't have to restart, you just have to do a 30-day...
So for those of you who said 7 or 7, because if you actually...
It's just that he can't bring in his stomach. He can't bring his stomach. On the other hand, what do we need to reveal his health for? Obviously, if he's stomach, he can't bring his carbon on his stomach, no?
What's the difference between the 30th day there and the 100th day here?
Because on the 30th day there, the 29th day completed is Nizirut. You're after Yom Malot.
Right.
And then the day of Kabbalah, right.
Seven is a practical issue.
Right, it's miraculous you can't bring Kabbalah unless you're Tahar. So you wait 7 days, become Tahar, and bring your Kabbalah over here, and you become Tamei on the 100th day, which is his Yom Malot. That's still the completion day of his.
Okay?
So let's look at tonight. Let us say that this is a Machlokes Tanoim, another Machlokes Tanoim, Ad Malot Hayamin. So it says in the Parshat Nazir, it says that he has to keep his hair. It's Pasuk Hey. If you guys have it there, Pasuk Hey. Ko yamei neder nizro ta'ar lo yavor al rosho. He should not have a razor on his head. At melot hayamim asher yizir l'Hashem. Until he completes the days that he was yizir l'Hashem. Kadosh yeh gadol peres al rosho. And that his hair will grow out. So now, what does it say? At melot hayamim. Shem ani miyut yamim shayim. What's the minimum? When you say Yamim, Ad Malot Yamim, until he finishes the days. How many days is Nazirut? So what's the minimum amount of, anytime you use plural, the minimum amount would be two, right? So why not say, Shnei Yamim, Tamalomar, Kadosh, Yiyah, Gadol, Pera, Engidul, Seyar, Pachot, Mishlo, Shemiyom. That there's no, the minimum amount of time to have a Gadol, Pera is 30 days. Divrei Rabbi Yoshua, and we either learn that out from the word Yiyah, the Gematria, that it's 30 days, or that a Pera is not considered a Pera except after 30 days. Although again, the truth is that we learned Kohen from Nazir that that's what a Pera is. So you have to come up with the 30 days from something else, not just that his hair is wild after 30 days, but rather that it's because there's something that indicates that 30 days is wild hair. Right?
Although Mitzi by a king, 7 days was
enough. Right? Might be enough. Right? That's by Nazir Olam. Right? Divrei Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yonatan, and I think changed this to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi. He changed it to Rabbi. Over Enoch Sarek, Rabbi Omer, Ad Malot Hayamim. What is Malot Hayamim? What's the definition of Malot Hayamim? E'el Elu Hain Hayamim, Shetrichim La Malot. What days need filling in? Rabbi Omer, Shloshim. That means 30 days.
Whatever the term of the series is. I don't really understand the limit before, but the Yamim is two, which means 2 days. And the Pasuk is, actually, you don't have any other standard to enter it by, but the Pasuk is saying, Kol Yimei Neger Nizrat, Ha'alei Ba'al Hashad, Lo Sanin, Moshe Zil Hashem. But why are you having Yamim? That's 2 days.
I say, what happens if he thinks he's found his roots? Why Ad Malotei Yamim? He finished 2 days, and now he's finished 2 days. Well, how do you know 30 days? Where the parsha never mentions 30 days.
Yeah, but
where do you know 30 days from?
Ad Malotei Yamim is just talking about how long he can be Ma'avir Ta'ar al Rosha.
Yeah. Which will be that at that point, Asher Yizil Hashem, that's the definition of the extent of his youth.
Okay, so however we learn out what the term is, right, that's what the amount of time that he's not going to be able to...
Well, that's the answer. The answer is, Hadoshiya, that's the answer. That Iyet teaches us 30 days. That's exactly the answer. The answer is, the rest of the apostle teaches you how many days Yamim is. Yeah, you would have thought Yamim is 2 days if I didn't have another term that told another statement. That's the Gemara says, Yamim would be a minimum of 2. How do I know it's more than 2? It's because I have Iyet, which teaches me 30. So that's how I know what the minimum is, 30 days. Right now, Robbie says, I'm looking at him. I complete the days. I fill in the days. What needs filling in? That's the question here. What needs filling in days? He says 30 days. What does that mean? 30 days needs filling in. That's a month. A chodesh, right? A chodesh can be 29 or 30 days because a lunar month is 29 and a half days plus a little more, right? So 29 and a half days. We have some months that are 29 days and some months that are 30 days. So what structure do we have? Like, what halachic structure do we have? Or time structure do we have where we need to fill in extra days? That you have a Ibar Chodesh, meaning that you're not Ibar Chodesh, but Ibar, that your Chodesh is a full Malay or a Chodesh, that's only by Rosh Chodesh, that's 30 days. 30 days is a term that is used to fill in when we're missing days. So that's what the Rabbi says, right? He says, that's the Makar. How do I know Malota Yamim? Malota Yamim is a reference to a quantity of time that is called filling in.
Where do they disagree then, Rabbi and Rabbi Yoshua?
Oh, so that's right. My love. Well, so what's the argument here exactly? My love. What's the machlokas here? Rav Matna, the Amar of Rabbi Yoshua. Rav Matna, who says that his time is here is 30 days, holds like Rabbi Yoshua. Ubar Pada, the Amar of Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi. Right, that Ubar Pada holds like Rabbi Yonatan, because what Ad Malotei Yamim tells you. What is the Malotei Yamim? Is a place where we fill in. What do we fill in? That is a Chodesh. That's a 30 days. But what is the Stam? The base of a Chodesh is 29 days. The fill-in day is the 30th day. But 29 days is the base. Every Chodesh is at least 29 days. Right? There's no Chodesh less than 29 days.
It's Ad V'lom Chlach.
Okay, that's going to be the next answer of the Gemara. But that is the Machlokas after. That's the Gemara's answer.
No, I didn't see that. I just saw
right.
Ad.
All right, good. But that is, right, that is the Gemara says, no, Kuliyama, Shlosh. Everybody agrees you need 30 days. No, that's not it. That's exactly an argument with Dan. What you mentioned is when I say 30 days, 30 days means until the end of 30 days or until I reach 30 days, right? That's the argument.
Everybody says that Chodesh is 30 days. The question is.
Or that Nazir is 30 days.
Right, right, right.
Nazir is not Chodesh, but Nazir is 30 days. Question is, what does that mean, 30 days? Right. How do you define 30 days? That means I need to get to the 30th day or I need to complete 30 days. Right, so that's the difference. So Rabbi Yoshua Sabar Ad below Ad Bichlal. Rabbi Yoshua says no. 30 days means I get until the 30th day, but not including the 30th day. Rabbi Yoshua says Sabar Ad the Ad Bichlal. That includes the it includes the day. I mean, they both
that's
get
opposite.
So Rabbi
Yoshua said 30 days. Rabbi Yoshua said 30 days.
No, they're both going to say that it's 30 days, right? Both agree that Nazirus is 30 days. Question is, how do we get to the Ad Bichlal of the 30th days, right?
No, but Rabbi Yoshua gave a different limud. He gave a limud of Iyet. I understand. Didn't he?
What?
Rabbi Yoshua gave a different limud, Bichlal, Talmud Lomar, Kodesh Iyet, Gadol Perua.
Right. The way the Mepharish explains this, if you look in the Mepharish, we often say Ad Bichlal, he learns it out from, you know, it's almost out from Malos Hayamim, and he says, Abad the cloud gets me to 30th days. So that's why he needs it. So how does, if you had just Malos Hayamim meaning Chodesh, if Malos Hayamim meant 30 days, Right, so Rabbi Yochanan holds ad v'abichlal, that gets me to 30 days. Problem is for Rabbi Yoshia, if he held ad v'lo abichlal, which is his position, he can't use the term v'lo tiamim to get the 30 days, because it'll only be 29 days according to him. So how did he get his 30 days?
He gets in general.
Outside of his theory, right.
He holds that ad means...
So v'lo tiamim, according to him, cannot get him to 30 days. He needs the year, exactly.
Wait, what is the machlok, at the end of the day, what is the machlok of the team? I don't understand. They both...
They machlok to that ad v'abichlal. That's what they're machlok.
They both hold 30 days.
Exactly. So how do you get the 30 days?
The question is really, why does Rabbi Yoshua need a different limud
than Rabbi Yoshua?
Exactly.
Why can't he use the same limud of Melosa Yamim? Why does he go to Gadoliyah?
Right.
Why does he go to that other limud? Because that other limud, because if he used Melosa Yamim, he would only come up with 29 days.
Well, that's below. Right.
So that's not good enough for him. So therefore, yes, and that's Kadosh Yeh based on the Gematria?
Right. If we say that, we say that that's a Gemara Gemira law, and that's an Asmach of Alma, whatever we say, but that, whatever that limud is, by God.
But in that brisa,
right.
In that brisa, independent of our Gemara, in that right. Brisa, what is the machlokas between them?
That where we
like, why do they have this machlokas? Only based on source. They're only right. Machlokas and machlokas of source.
Source, right. But why do they have to come up with a different source? That has to do with right. Machlokas, but a different issue. But I
have a
problem. You do. You find out what sourcing of the machlokas is about. What
really can that doesn't.
Right. Wait, according to, at least the way we're explaining it now, this is
Rav Machla,
this is all like
Rav Machla. I thought that it was going to head towards the same Adelon, meaning that the 30th day is not part of the term of Zerus, it's the day in which you bring the Kabbalah. Okay.
That's what Rabbi Yoshua would have to hold if he didn't have the Pasuk of Yud.
So you have to see, if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says that according to Bar Pedat, the second to last line in Tosfos, second to last line in Tosfos, the widest lines all the way to the bottom, second to last line towards the end of that line, it's the Bar Pedat, the Tzarek Lamar, it's not he. Barbado can explain it as being a machlokas tanoi, meaning that Barbado, the way Rabban explains it, he has to say everybody holds it's 30 days, and this is just ad babel achlal, it's just what the makor for 30 days is. Right to Barbado, he'll set it up like you guys suggest. One of them will say it's 29 days, and one of them will say it's 30 days, and I'll hold like the guy who says, I'll hold like the tanoi, well, it's 29 days, and that's not a problem for me.
It has to be Rabbi Yoshua.
But it would have to be, Rabbi Yonatan, who says, right, he is a yeah, which is 30 days. So I would think it'd be like Rabbi Yoshia, which is like Rabbi Yonatan. No, but he wouldn't. Bar Papa doesn't have to entertain that. He doesn't have to get that by Bichlal. He just says, my source, what's the source? Rabbi Yoshia's source is yeah, which is 30 days. And Rabbi Yonatan's source is 29 days. And that's what I hold like. I hold like Rabbi Yonatan. I don't have to get into that by Bichlal.
Right, okay. But you can still admit that Rabbi Yoshia is, even though he's right, see, he is teaching us 30 days, but what is the 30th day? Is the 30th day, you know, the cloud is zero?
I think you could entertain that, but he doesn't have to.
Because now we're trying to count the Barbada, basically. Now we're basically trying to...
Right, this is according to Ramat. The Gemara is saying, yeah, we know, okay, according to Barbada, how do we work this out? And the Gemara comes out and gives an answer for Ramat.
Which again is what we said before, that basically we now assume that Ramat is right.
Or whatever, we now
hold like Ramat. So
the other way around, the Gemara rejects, the Magar rejects Ramat, and then goes on to Barpada, it's the opposite way around. The Rishonim were pointing out the other way. I'm saying, according to Rishon, they try to answer up, but the Gemara says, Mrs. Yom Pahul doesn't work by Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara rejects it and then just leaves it, where Matna has no solution to that, and just lets
right,
it.
But we said Ramat doesn't have an obligation to
right, that, if you say that, then, right, now then you can say the Gemara is coming back to Ramat now and explaining Ramat. Rabbi Lezer is right, it's impossible. Alright, so now, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Lezer, Amar, Ilu, so now, Amar Mar, Ilu Hayamim, so Chifim Lamalot. Now the guys want to test this limud about Malot Hayamim, how do you know that's talking about a month? I explained to you, oh, that's the things I did. But there are other types of areas where we fill in days, right? Why don't you say this? Say it's 7 days. Why do you have to say it's a chodesh? Say it's 7 days. A week is never less than 7 days. You never have a point where you need to fill in a week. A week is always 7 days, and there's never less than 7 days for a week. So that's not a possibility. What about Ashana? Ashana has a leap year. Like this year is a leap year. We do fill in for the year. So a year is not a complete term, and it's not a complete term. Why do you say Melotei Yamim refers to 1 year and not to a chodesh? He says, Mimanin and Leomen. Since when do we count years by days? We count years by months and not by days. Baha'i Rabbanit Gezari Amrei, this is in support, not like when you say, Isaiah Amrei, Minayin Chain Monim Yomim Lashonim. How do you know we don't count years by days? You count from years by months and not by days. And that's why when you have a leap year, you add another month and you don't add additional. additional days. And that way, most yomim must be referring to a chodesh, because that's the only area we're filling in days. All right, stop here.